We kind of figured that if the Hall of Fame and the OHSAA were going to have a press conference in Canton today, it had to be good news for Stark County and the city of Canton, Ohio. They weren't going to pull a LeBron James, right, and go on national TV and announce that they were taking their talents to Columbus, right, and do it here in Canton, Ohio. So when I put the computer on today at 1 o'clock on Facebook and pulled up the OHSAA link and watched the press conference today, we found out what we thought we were going to find out, and that is that the state football championship games are returning to Canton, Ohio, starting this year and for the next 3 years. And to talk all about that with us right now via the Wake 'Em Way hotline, we welcome back to the Kenny and JT Show, Tim Street from the OHSAA. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on. And, that would have been something else if we would have had a press conference there and said we were going somewhere else, wouldn't it?
Hey, we do a promo for the program every day, and we jumped the gun yesterday. We said, Tim Street, to talk about the high school playoffs being brought, because if not, they would have fired us, Tim. So thank you.
That would have been interesting. But, no, we wanted to get out the we, meaning the OHSA and the Hall of Fame. They took the lead on the communications on this. They wanted to get the word out Tuesday afternoon that we were going to have a press conference and, you know, generate some buzz. And I think we did that. And then we're really happy to be at the hall today and have the press conference and make the announcement.
Like I said, Tim, I watched it today and it was announced. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-year deal beginning this year, all 7 games at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Take us through this process, because I heard, you know, other cities, Massillon, Columbus, were interested in as well. How long did this take, and what was, I guess, the final selling point to bring it back here to Canton?
Sure. Well, I can tell you that the conversations first began, before COVID, before the shutdown last March. We were starting to have conversations about an agreement, and then, of course, in March of 2020, COVID hits and everything shuts down. And just looking back to last fall, I mean, it was like crossing your fingers every day that we were going to get to keep playing. I mean, we had to do so much work last summer just to get the green light to play football. So we didn't really have many conversations in 2020. We just wanted to play. And, of course, we were going to play in Columbus at the OBETS facility, where we do the cross country state championships. The day before the finals, Franklin County goes purple and we're not allowed to play there. So we will always thank Massillon for hosting the games last year. They did a great job. Always will be indebted to them for hosting last year. But, you know, toward the middle of spring sports this year, we knew that we were, the light at the end of the tunnel was there. We were starting to have more conversations about things getting back to normal. So we are always talking to potential sites about a lot of things. Sometimes it's about the state semifinals. You know, sometimes it's about the regional finals. And, of course, we'll talk about the state finals too. But our executive director, Doug Ute, and Steve Strawbridge with the Hall of Fame, they've been talking weekly since late winter, really wanted to get this done. Around that time, the Hall really made it known that they wanted these games for sure, and they wanted to work with us on a contract that we could all agree on. And last week, we were able to get that done. So today was a great day. We were able to announce it.
Tim, this is more or less a host city, not just a host stadium, correct? I mean, when you think about it logistically, with accommodations and hotels and everything else, it's a host city, not just a host stadium, correct?
Oh, you're right. Absolutely. It's more so a host venue and a host village in addition to the host city. I mean, I remember when I first started at OHSAA, it was, Canton McKinley High School and Massillon Washington High School. Mm-hmm. Were really the hosts. You know, it was Old Fossett Stadium, and of course half the games were in Massillon. It was like the two schools were hosting, and of course the Canton and Stark County Visitors Bureau was a big part of that. So now the with the Football Hall of Fame itself. So it's certainly a different feel, but the Hall has just really reinvented itself here in the last probably 4, 5, 6 years with staff and increased programs and upgraded facilities. And, of course, you put something like Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium right there, and now you have a whole collection of not only the stadium, but all the things around the stadium is just an amazing facility. So we're just real excited to be there.
Are you surprised? And you go back to when it was hosted at Fawcett Stadium and Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, and everybody thought, oh, this is a great thing because we need two stadiums. Are you surprised by the fact that you're able to get it all done at one stadium now as opposed to using two stadiums back then?
Well, I'm not surprised now just because, and really, we kind of discovered that we could do it in one stadium. We really discovered that back in, it would have been 2014. We had been in Massillon and Canton. We did the rotation back and forth. We had done that since 1990. And in 2014, as you remember, the finals come to Columbus and Ohio Stadium, and it was only Ohio Stadium.
That's right.
There's nowhere else that's going to host mm-hmm. them there. So we had to come up with a schedule that had all the games in one stadium. So we really invented it and then perfected it at Ohio Stadium in 2014, 15, 16. And we were talking about this today, guys. It was so ironic that those 3 years that we were gone from Stark County, that's when the new stadium was being built. It just was such a good timing situation. So then when we came back to Stark County in 2017, we said, you know, we think we can do this in one stadium. And, of course, at that point, we didn't have Tom Benson yet, but we had the new press box there in Stark County and all that. And so we said, let's stick with this one stadium type of schedule. The only drawback, guys, is that we, you know, on the game, the days when we play three games, we got to play a 10 a.m. game and we got to play an 8 p.m. game. You know, that's kind of an early start. It's kind of a late start. So we do have to spread the games out like that. But I think we're comfortable with the schedule where we do three games in a day if we can stay in one stadium.
See, I'm such a homer. I thought you were going to go with this. You know, for the 3 years that we weren't here, everybody hated it because we wanted to be back in Stark County.
Yeah, look at you. You are a homer. Tim Street is our guest. He's the Director of Media Relations for the OHSAA, joining us here on the Kenny and JT Show, talking about the state championship football games returning to Canton, Ohio for 2021, 2022, 2023. How important was it to get a three-year deal out of this, Tim?
Yeah, it was important. You know, we do want to have 3 or 4 or 5 year contracts with our state tournament venues when we can and when it makes sense. And a lot of that is on the ticket side, building ticket packages. You know, I bet it'll be here in a couple of weeks that we will already have tickets on sale for the football finals. Got to work with Jim McChrist from the Hall of Fame on that. Love working with Jim, and he's excited about it. So we're going to get that out there soon. And the more in advance you have the venue picked and you have your dates down, then you can really start doing some more promotions and ticket sales. So it is important to be able to do that, sure.
Financially, is there a corporate sponsor that helped make this thing happen, you know, in Canton? Is that already in place? Are you still looking for one? What can you tell us from that standpoint?
Well, you know, the Stark County Visitors Bureau there and Visit Canton, Allie and Tanja and Mary, they were there today. It's great to work with them. They are a sponsor of the finals. They were the presenter of the finals. Our contract was with Visit Canton previously, so they're still involved. I would consider them a major sponsor of the finals.
Okay.
You know, we're going to bring our sponsors and our partners to the finals, just like we do with all of our state tournaments. So, you know, I think we're going to have a good presence there. It's going to be certainly an OHSA event, and the hall is along with all that. They are great with our partners. we're going to use our ticketing partner, so it'll be our ticketing platform that we've used all school year. Our schools are familiar with that. So I think it's going to be a great situation, and it's kind of funny. Every new agreement we have with Stark County just keeps getting better, so that's certainly good news.
Tim, obviously you guys didn't make this decision overnight, and anyone that drives up or down Fulton Road or up and down I-77 sees there's a lot of things going on, but there's also a lot of construction going on over there. Will this be a hindrance to this tournament or no, do they tell you?
I don't think it'll be a hindrance. I really don't. And I think I'm pretty confident in saying that because the last couple times we were there at the stadium, they did have some construction going on. You know, a lot of times it was just clearing areas. Mm-hmm. But I think that what we'll see, and this happened last time we were there back in 2019, you know, in the weeks leading up to the finals, they know they have a big event coming with a lot of traffic, a lot of cars. They start creating that footprint on here's where traffic goes, here's ingress, here's egress, here's how we're going to do this. Kevin Shiplett, I got to mention Kevin's name because he is the man that makes all that happen for the village and the stadium. We really rely on him and his staff. And even if there is construction, and I'm sure there will be, they will create a plan in the days leading up to the finals so that we'll have a good situation.
Tim Street is our guest via the Wake 'Em Way hotline here on the Kenny and JT Show. He's the Director of Media Relations for the OHSAA. A great day for Stark County, the city of Canton. The announcement that the state football finals coming back to Canton for the next 3 years. It's a three-year deal, 21, 22, and 23. Tim, what about this upcoming football season, the start of it? Attendance and everything like that. Are we open like the Indians now are full capacity at Progressive Field? Are we going to be full capacity from week one, hopefully all the way through those state championship games back in Canton?
Well, that's our hope and that's our plan, Kenny. You know, we certainly envision a normal fall as much as we can. That is certainly our plan. Now, the one thing I will say is, this goes back to last fall, too.
Sure.
As we all learned and witnessed, our State Department of Health, the county departments of health, state government, they certainly will have the final say in all those things. But gosh, we are really pushing for certainly like what you just said, the Indians have, now the Reds have, that we have full attendance capabilities. That's our plan. That's our hope. And I think we're trending in that direction. I'd be a little surprised if we're not at full capacity. So that's certainly the plan.
Boy, think about where we've been in the last year. We had you about a year ago. We were talking about maybe not even having a football season. And lo and behold, it's like, you know, everything's open back up again. And it just amazes me how you guys work and get everything done in such a short period of time, really, in our minds, because even though it seemed at times last year during the regular season that things never stopped for us, I can't even imagine what went through these high schools between the coaches and the student athletes to have to get tested to see whether or not they're going to be able to play on a Friday night, let alone have a playoff system. And kudos to you guys in the job that you've done at the Ohio High School Athletic Association, because I don't know how you guys did it, Tim.
Well, I really appreciate that. I mean, I agree with you guys that, you know, looking back on last year was like a whirlwind and things happened fast. And then we had to wait for a long time for something. So it was certainly a crazy year. And I didn't want to make a huge deal out of this. I didn't want to make it seem like we were patting ourselves on the back. But we just ended our spring state tournaments last weekend with the baseball state tournament. And you kind of take a deep breath and realize what you've done. And, you know, I don't want to do a press release about this or anything, but guys, there were states that did not play high school sports this year. And when you stop and think about that, it just kind of blows your mind. And we were just so adamant back in July and August that we wanted to give our schools the opportunity, the chance to play. And we had staff members that were working with the Ohio Department of Health and the governor's office every day trying to get that to happen. And, you know, I will always remember some of the conversations we had with Lieutenant Governor John Husted, and I always will thank him for the work that he did, because guys, he really was a huge proponent for giving our schools a chance to play. He has kids to play, and he knew how important it was for schools to have the opportunity to play. That didn't mean that every school did play or that every school district could play their full season. We understand that, but we wanted to get the green light to play, and he really helped with that. So it was a team effort, and just hope that boy, this year can be as normal a year as what we can hope for.
And not only, we're hoping for normal and full capacity, the expanding of the playoffs to 16 teams this year. Tim, how has that been received? Has there been debate still back and forth on that, positives and negatives? I know it's in place and it's not going to change, but I'm just curious if there's been conversation about that since you guys put that in place.
Yeah, there's been a lot of conversation about it, and certainly there is folks that don't agree with going to 16. We understand that. That's anytime you expand the playoffs or change a tournament structure, there's going to be a number of either coaches or just people that don't like it. We understand that. But you're right, we're staying with 16. And hopefully, I think it'll be early next week, we'll announce the regions for the football playoffs this year. You know, the regions do get tweaked a little bit every year, so we're about ready to roll those out. Certainly, the Football Coach Association made it known that they were not happy with going to 16. We understand that. We've always been in communication with them. That doesn't mean we always agree on everything with them, but we certainly speak with them. So, you know, we're moving towards 16. That's where we want to go. We think that having more teams in the playoffs, to have more schools that get to experience the playoffs is better than fewer schools. Our tournaments are about participation, not exclusivity. And football has kind of been the outlier with that, because you have to win your way in. You know, in all of our other sports, everyone gets in. So this really is more in line with our other sports. I understand tradition is that you have to certainly be in the top four, the top eight to get in, but we're really more, we want to be more open, have more schools participate than fewer schools. And that's our philosophy. Maybe that doesn't jive with the philosophy of the Football Coach Association. We get that, but we still want to be partners with them. We still want to be in good communication with them, and we hope to do that moving forward.
A lot of good things happening, including the games coming back to Canton, and we're looking forward to the 2021 season. That'll be our 77th season of high school football here on WHBC, and we'll look forward to calling state championship games at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in that beautiful press box, and working with you guys there at the OHSAA. Tim, we always appreciate you making time for us here on WHBC. Thanks so much, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Kenny and JT. Thanks for having me on. You guys have a good one.